Jane Fonda, the actress, political activist, fitness guru, feminist, role model, lightning rod for controversy. Yes, that Jane Fonda is 67 years old now and has written her autobiography. She spoke with NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg. Yes, that Susan Stamberg.
Jane Fonda, who has had more lives, a cat or you?
Me. It's probably true. There have been many iterations. Fonda the sexpot Barbarella in her first husband's movie. Fonda the anti-war activist called Hanoi Jane for her visit there in wartime at the urging of her second husband, Tom Hayden. Fonda urging us on all those workout videos to feel the burn and more.
Be sure your buttocks don't drop below your knees and up.
There's also been Jane Fonda, the Oscar winner, Fonda, the wife of CNN inventor, billionaire, one-time Goldwater Republican, Ted Turner. So it really does raise the question, which is the real you?
They're all the real me. I've always wanted to kind of get to the core of myself and of my place in the world, and I'd be partway down the path to wherever I was trying to get to, and I would meet a wonderful alpha male who would seem to be the one that would take me down the path that I wanted to go on. But then I would discover that it wasn't all there was. So then, you know, there's always the searching, and I would search beyond and find something else.
Seems to me, though, that some things really have been constants throughout all of those changes that you've gone through, because always inside is the child whose mother committed suicide by slitting her throat, and whose father, of course, the famous actor, Henry Fonda, was cold and withdrawn. And this child, you, the child that you were, kept looking for self-perfection, thinking that that would make everything better.
It's a through line in my life, the disease to please and this toxic search for perfection. It's a line that runs through the lives of many girls and women.
It is extraordinary to think of Jane Fonda with a poor self-image. I mean, first of all, you're gorgeous. And the notion of being bulimic, anorexic, the things that you put yourself through almost as a way to destroy your physical presence.
Well, that's why I think it's an interesting story. You know, it's you expect these things from a different kind of woman who would be dependent on a man. I was never dependent financially or in any other way. I was successful, famous, and everything. But which shows how insidious misogyny is. We allow it, or we don't even know it's happening. It penetrates our very core.
What do you mean misogyny?
The patriarchal paradigm that makes women feel that they have to be perfect, that they have to please, that they have to be malleable.
You know, the language you're speaking, the idea of misogyny, all of that patriarchal, that goes back to 70s feminism. That's a long time ago, and you're just realizing it now.
Well, you can realize it intellectually and theoretically, but to have the somatic understanding of what that means, that took me a long time.
Let's talk about you as an actor, because you've made such a mark in that hat as well.
Thank you.
An Oscar for Clute. Here you are as the call girl, Bree Daniel.
What I would really like to do is be faceless and bodiless and be left alone.
What in Bree did you find in yourself?
Actually, it wasn't until I was writing my book that I realized what we have in common, a fear of intimacy, a need to avoid intimacy by being in control. Bree was frightened of intimacy, and she earned her living by doing something that always put her in control. I wasn't a prostitute, but in my fear of intimacy, I would betray myself, and that's a similarity.
In 1978, Jane Fonda won her second Oscar for Coming Home, a film she produced about Vietnam veterans.
No, Bob, let's just be alone for a few minutes.
We are alone.
There's something wrong, Bob.
It's not you. It's just, it's all this about Nam. It's in my head. I can't get
out. Well, why don't you talk to me about it? I mean, I want to know what it's like.
Jane Fonda made coming home after her much-criticized 1972 visit to North Vietnam. Today she says it was a betrayal of American troops when she was photographed straddling an enemy anti-aircraft gun, but she does not regret having made the trip.
I had gone to Vietnam to expose the lies of the Nixon administration and to try to end the killings. I made the film because I'd spent 2 years working with servicemen, active duty servicemen and returning veterans, and I wanted to do a movie that told what I had heard from them because I thought Americans should know.
Isn't it interesting that everybody predicted, especially after that visit to North Vietnam, that your film career would just tank? And in fact, you say that didn't happen at all.
No, it didn't. The year that Coming Home came out, the Veterans Association did a poll among the veterans asking what film they felt portrayed them most favorably. And Coming Home and Green Beret with John Wayne were the two films they felt showed the most favorably, which I'm very proud of that.
So today, Jane Fonda, you live in Atlanta, you're single, you just made a movie, your first in 15 years, Monster in Law.
Yeah, it's funny.
What do you find to be the most fulfilling thing or things in your life these days?
My grandchildren. Nothing prepared me for grandmotherhood. It's like having a second chance. I'm so different now than I was the first time around as a parent. I can bring more to the table now. I don't know, I think that's what makes me the happiest.
Jane Fonda was born in New York City in 1937. She's observing her 67th year by publishing an autobiography called My Life So Far. She says she wrote it herself. Given her candor and intensity, there's likely to be a sequel. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.